today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to today's episode of the program. Today's special on the knowledge of Imam Reza alayhi salam.
I would like to say to my mom, I really love my mom. I really want to do everything for Islam, and I really want that my imam help us all mu'mins and mu'minas to become muttaqi and prepare ourselves for the coming of 12th imam.
I will ask Imam Reza alayhi salam, please grant me permission to visit your holy shrine once again.
Assalamu alaikum ya Imam Musa Reza alayhi salam.
Assalamu alaikum ya Imam Reza alayhi salam. Assalam.
Assalamu alaikum ya Khareebat al-Ghurba, Assalamu alaikum ibn Musa al-Raza, Assalamu alaikum Shamsu al-Shamus, Assalamu alaikum all spreader of tools, Assalamu alaikum ibn Musa al-Raza.
Today, Friday, is the 10th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 20th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 10th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's start today's program, that is today's special, with the blessed recitation of the Holy Quran, Surah 5, Ayah 55.
A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim. Innama waliyukumullahu wa rasuluhu wallazina amanu allazina yuqimuna as-salata wa yu'tuna az-zakata wa hum raki'un.
Your ally is none but Allah, and therefore His messenger and those who have believed, those who establish prayer and give zakah, and they bow in worship.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
Guardianship over Muslims belong firstly to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, secondly to Prophet Muhammad, and then to the Immaculate Imams, and after that to the jurisconsult. The best kind of introduction is that in which the qualities and characteristics of a particular person be mentioned and the audience adopt them to its aspects and they themselves find its extension. The verse, without mentioning the name of Imam Ali alayhi salam, has enumerated his qualities and action.
Allahumma salli ala Ali ibn Musa ar-Riza al-Murtada. الإمام التقي النبي وحجتك على من فوق الأرض ومن تحت الثرى الصديق الشهيد صلاة كثيرة تامة ذاكية متواصلة متواترة مترادفة كأفضل ما صليت على أحد من أوليائك.
the knowledge of Imam Reza alayhi salam. Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza alayhi salam had inherited the divine knowledge from his great-grandfather, the Holy Prophet of Islam. Imam Reza alayhi salam was practically like an ever-flowing fountain that quenched the knowledge seeker's thirst for learning. His father, Imam Musa ibn Jafar alayhi salam, often advised the members of the family to consult with Ali, that is Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza alayhi salam, about the problems they had in understanding the true concepts of the Islamic doctrines or about other religious issues. The Holy Seven Imam, that is Imam Musa ibn Jafar, enjoined the Ahlul Bayt to learn by heart whatever Ali or Ali ibn Musa Reza has recommended. Imam Reza alayhi salam was known as the wisest of all his contemporaries. His Holiness always succeeded in answering the questions raised by Ma'mun, the ruling caliph, with reference to the Quranic ayahs.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin asta'in. In this episode, we are concerned with a certain doctrinal discussions and dialogues that the 8th Infallible Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza alayhi salam had with the religious leaders of certain religions. And in this way, I mean, in terms of present-day academic discussions, it must be indicated that nowadays we find that some authors or some, for example, specialists, when they develop essays and have them published, I mean, in journals, in newspapers, in books, or nowadays quite widespread, I mean, in online social media, a great majority of them don't want to direct the audience to the right path, to the right way, or help them accept the truth. Rather, a great majority of them may want to mislead the readers or the audience. While in the practices of the 8th Infallible Imam, Ali ibn Musa Reza alayhi salam, he never intended to misdirect or misguide any of his disputants. So rather, Imam Reza alayhi salam was quite sympathetic to other people, to the followers of other religions, even though they were not, certainly they were not illiterate people, they were religious leaders of other religions. Yet Imam Reza alayhi salam intended to direct them to the right path. And this is a very good and important humane attitude we may learn from the conduct of the 8th Infallible Imam Ali ibn Musa Reza alayhi salam. Thank you.
Reflecting on different Islamic topics, short commentary of the Holy Quran, Hadiths of the Infallibles, lessons from the life of the Infallibles, all in today's special from IRIB English Radio.
The Imam uses supplication as a weapon. Another quality of Imam Reza's spiritual life is that he practiced supplication as a weapon through praying to Allah and referring to Him in all his efforts. For he found in it a supplication, a spiritual enjoyment, which none of the enjoyments of life equaled it. The Imam urged his companions to supplicate Allah and said to them, adhere to the weapons of the prophets. What is the weapon of the prophets? He was asked. Supplication, he replied. The Imam advised his companions to conceal supplication and that the man should supplicate his Lord secretly, that none may know of him. He, peace be upon him, has said, a servant's secret supplications equals 70 open supplications.
Allahumma salli ala mawlana wa muqtadana imam al-huda wal-urwati al-wuffa.
of etiquette for visiting Imam al-Raza's holy shrine. 1. Pay attention to the presence of the Imam. The time condition for a pilgrimage to be accepted is to meet with His Majesty, that is the Imam alayhi salam. In other words, visiting the shrine is not simply limited to entering or exiting in one place. You have to bear in mind the spiritual presence that surrounds you. There is a lofty soul present. Pay attention to this presence. Perform prayers and recite zikr in the shrine. Inside the holy shrine, perform prayers, qaza or missed prayers, obligatory salats, recommended prayers, and pray for parents. Recite zikr, la ilaha illallah, there is no God besides Allah, and the tasbihat, provided that the heart is firmly connected.
So Imam al-Ridha, peace and blessings be upon him, left the holy city of Medina and he made his way towards the land of Khurasan, the area of Merv. During the way, he went through several cities. He met a number of his followers, people that had admired his teachings and indeed were following his path. It perhaps arguably one of the most important places that Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam reached on his journey to Khurasan was the place known as Naishapur. Now, of course, this particular area is significant because of an important tradition presented by Imam al-Ridha alayhi salam here in this holy city. So Imam alayhi salam in Naishapur then was requested to mention and to narrate a hadith, a tradition for people to benefit from. He was on the camel, sitting on the saddle, and then he mentioned the famous tradition known as the hadith as-silsilatul dhahabiyya, the golden chain of narration. And it was here in Naishapur, as we are presently, where the Imam alayhi salam uttered those wonderful blessed words, the tradition whereby he says, I narrate to you from my father Musa ibn Ja'far, from his father Ja'far ibn Muhammad, from his father Muhammad ibn Ali, from his father Ali ibn al-Husayn, from his father Husayn ibn Ali, from his father Ali ibn Abi Talib, from his brother Rasulullah, from Jibra'il, from Allah, whereby Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, كَلِمَةُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ حِسْنِي. The word لا إله إلا الله is my fortress. فَمَنْ دَخَلَ حِسْنِي أَمِنَ مِنْ عَذَابِي. Whoever enters my fortress is protected from my punishment. People were excited. Remember, they were in Naishapur and they were writing this blessed hadith. Then they said to the Imam, is that what it is? Imam alayhi salam then concluded by saying, بِشَرْطِهَا وَشُرُوطِهَا وَأَنَا مِنْ شُرُوطِهَا. It comes with its conditions, it comes with its terms, and the wilaya of Ali Muhammad is a term, an important, significant, absolutely crucial term in the protection of one's faith and the acceptance of one's action in order for this La ilaha illallah to indeed encapsulate the human being and to act as a fortress of protection.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to the program Today's Special. We hope you enjoyed today's episode. Please do not forget to log on to our website at parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page, also a YouTube channel, Instagram page, Call of Islam Radio. Till another episode of Today's Special, God bless you all. Fi amanallah.
Ali Musa Rıza, Ali Musa.